Well, this is Milo Dally again, and this is May the 24th, is it, in 1989. Someone suggested that, Gwen did, that I should tell about one of my horses, one of my mares that I had. Of course, I could tell others about it, different horses that I had, and I found out that with horses were many other kinds of animals. That horses, if you taught them the way that you would with a dog or a cat or something of that nature, that quite often they would be friendly toward a person that way with a horse. Now, a lot of people think that that you have to use a whip or a club or something like that to teach a horse how to learn or what they have to do. But I found out that in handling with being careful and being friendly to them, they learned that way too, the way to do it. And so I had one gray mare that I had that I used quite a few years back there, and she was that way. She was friendly to me, and like a pet, really. And at one time, I was a kid there at the time working for Charlie Christensen. I'd work in the ranch quite a lot there, weeding and watering on rows and this sort of thing. And but at this time, he'd been up in the mountains back in the Darby Canyon, where his sheep were ranged back in Darby Canyon, way back in the top. And so he'd come back down here, and it was late in the afternoon when he got here at home. But he wanted me to go back up on the mountain back there to. And Byron Christensen was the same age as I am, and we were kids at that time. I don't know, maybe 14 years old at that time. But Charlie asked me to go up in the mountain with him, and where Byron was there, and to work with the sheep at that time until he was ready to come back in here. And I don't know how many days it's going to be. It was probably a week before he figured on being back up in the canyon. And so I got my gray mare that I am talking about, and headed back up to the canyon. And I didn't know, only that he told where it would be and somewhere and how to find it. But I hadn't ever been up in there. I'd never been up in there like that at that time. And so he just went up to try to find where it would be up there the sheep were. And it was late in the afternoon at that time when I started that way up toward the mountain. And of course, it got late evening, and of course it was beginning to get clouds and everything, and got late at evening, and then it finally got black when I was dark and when I was back in the mountain. And I had quite a lot of experience at that time. It was I think that in all my life I'd have a lot of experience about being trouble and fear, but the worst that I had ever, that I found at that time, was that fear that I realized at that time. And the reason about that, I'd have to explain about it. I headed back over the back up in the mountain there, and of course it got black, dark, because it was clouded, and then it started to rain on top of that. I couldn't see a thing. I didn't have a light of any kind. And I had a rifle. That was quite a usual thing, was to have a rifle. So I had a rifle all right, but it got down to where I couldn't ride the mare very well to see anything about where I was going, or the trees, the limbs, and that I might hit and everything. So I climbed off the mare, and Babe, I called her, was Babe, and so I was leading her along, and trying to find on the mountain side there. It was on the steep mountain there, and just finding our way the best we could, and we'd run into rock, and all that time it was hard to find our way. But we got way back in there, and I finally got to where I could hear the sheep blatting back in there, but it was way back up in there, and I was quite a ways away at that time. But I moved along there, and then I could be, all of a sudden I could hear something whipping around in the bushes and the trees right there, and I couldn't see anything. It was dark, and my mare was afraid of it and began to pull back at me back because of that that sound of whipping in the bushes and this sort of thing. Well, the only thing that I thought was that it some kind of would be probably a grizzly bear at that time. And so I took my rifle. I had the rifle on the saddle, and so I got that, and I thought, well, if he's going to come at me, I want to be close enough where I could make a good shot on it. And so I tied my mare to a tree there, and then I took my rifle toward the movement in the bushes. And when I'd move forward, then the thrashing would go on there in the bushes, and I just figured sure it was probably a grizzly bear. And so I thought to myself, instead of running away, I made my mind go ahead on it, where I could get close enough if I had to, if it came at me. I wanted to be a good shot close there, where I could make a good shot there. And so I got closer and closer, and the thrashing went on there about, and I was afraid, because I was sure that whatever it was going to come on to pounce to me there on me. And I finally got right up to, as dark as it was, I could see that there was some movement that was thrashing around in the right there in the bushes and right there. And so I got right up to it with my, it's a wonder, a great wonder that I didn't shoot the animal that was there. It's a wonder that I didn't shoot it with, I had several bullets in it, and it's a wonder that I didn't shoot everything that I had into it, because it was thrashing and kicking and making a big fuss there. But instead of that, I moved right up to closer and closer all the time, and finally I realized what it was, that the pack horse that they usually had it in the, always did when they were back in the woods with the sheep, it was staked out with a rope, and it had got tangled up in there with the ropes wrapped around its feet, and it had thrown itself down to where it couldn't get up, and it was fighting its feet, trying to get up on its feet again, and it couldn't because the ropes were pulled tight and then wrapped around his feet, in the back and doubled up underneath there till he couldn't even move, and he was just trying to get back on his feet. And so then I realized what it was, but I say it was a big miracle that I hadn't shot it there, because I thought about it quite a lot at the time. But anyway, I realized that where I was, that I must be close around there where Byron was. And so I began to call and yell, and all I could hear was the baa sounds of the sheep. But finally I did, way back in there, and it was raining at that time. I could hear it was raining, and even the lightning was striking quite often there. And finally I heard a sound from Byron Christensen way back in there. And so I followed there the sound, both of us, and we came together. And when I got back in there, Byron couldn't find where the camp was. Of course, we had a one kind of camp where we could food in there, and the other was a teepee where we had a bed in there where we'd small teepee where we'd have a bed in there and sleep in there away from the rain. But he had forgotten, couldn't find his way, because dark and everything, he couldn't even find his way to where the camp was. But when I got there and knew where this horse was staked, then I could find, with him, we could find where the teepee. Of course, we didn't have the teepee set up, because it had just been had been oated there and was laying there, and then it rained on there, and it was soaked all the way through with the teepee and the bed that we had in there, and everything was soaked wet. But we found the place there, and we in the dark we set up the teepee, but then we couldn't sleep in this bed because it was just sopping wet. So we just built a fire there, where set for that to keep warm. And we were wet too and cold. But then about day after that, we also had the pack horse there, and then we had also a couple of riding horses there that we had there. And so we had this my mare, this Babe that I had, and so anyway, the others we turned them loose with hobbles on their front feet. And of course they could jump and move around with the hobbles on their feet. And but I had learned that my mare, that she would stay, as far as I knew, she would stay with a camp with me. And but anyway, a few afternoon or evenings after that we'd been here, then the horses, we found out that there was the hobbles, they'd headed down the road to get back to their ranch in Pratt Ward, in Charlie Christensen's ranch there. And they were gone, they'd gone down the mountain. And my mare was gone too. And we were left alone, just the two there, and didn't have a horse or anything like that. And we were just on foot. Anyway, in the middle of the night, I could all at once I could hear my mare calling, whinnying back in the trail coming back up the mountain, and it became closer on there, and it was still whinnying, and it came right up to where we were and came right up to me all by herself, left the other horses and everything, and came up alone, clear up to right up to me, right up into the place, clear back in the head of the canyon there. Came back up to find where I was to be with me, which is unusual, I think, for most anybody would think that they wouldn't believe that this is true about a horse. I have had many other times I've had horses with this thing, stories.